This is the official Marion County voter pamphlet, a voter's guide to local candidates and measures, primary election, May 18, 2010. Here's your table of contents, the official ballot drop sites for Marion County on page 2, how to find elections office, page 3, voting information, pages 4 through 5, and page 39, voters with disabilities information, page 6, sample ballot, pages 7 and 8, candidate statements, pages 9 through 14, measures and arguments, pages 15 through 37, elections website information, page 38. Ballots for this election will be mailed to registered voters on April 30th. Voted ballots must be received in an elections office or an official Oregon ballot drop site by 8 p.m. May 18th, 2010. Bill Burgess, Marion County Clerk. Page 2, Official Marion County Drop Sites. Notice, the only outside drive-through ballot drop site is located in the 500 block of Court Street on the north side of the Marion County Courthouse. Drive-through open Monday, May 17th and Tuesday, May 18th, from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday, May 18th, the drive-thru will close at 7 p.m. However, the walk-in ballot drop site located in the courthouse lobby will remain open until 8 p.m. All Marion County ballot drop sites are open normal business hours beginning on May 3rd and will remain open Election Day, May 18th, 2010, until 8 p.m. Here are official Marion County drop sites for Central and North County. Marion County Courthouse, 100 High Street, Northeast, in the lobby, Salem, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Marion County Extension, 3180 Center Street, Northeast, number 1361, in Salem, Monday through Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., closed 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Marion County Public Works, 5155 Silverton Road, Northeast, Salem, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Oregon State Fire Marshal, 4760 Portland Road, Northeast, Salem, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. U.S. Bank Kaiser, 5110 River Road, North, in Kaiser, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Kaiser City Hall, 930 Chemawa Road, Northeast, Kaiser, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Jervis City Hall, 524 4th Street, Jervis, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., closed 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Donald City Hall, 10710 Main Street, Northeast, Donald, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Hubbard City Hall, 3720 2nd Street in Hubbard, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., closed noon to 1 p.m. Mount Angel Public Library, 290 East Charles Street, Mount Angel, closed Mondays. Tuesday, from noon to 6:30 p.m., Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursday and Friday, noon to 5 p.m., Saturday, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Silverton City Hall, 306 South Water Street in Silverton, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. U.S. Bank, St. Paul, 20259 Main Street, Northeast, St. Paul, Monday through Thursday, noon to 5 p.m., Friday, noon to 6 p.m. Woodburn City Hall, 270 Montgomery Street in Woodburn, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. In South and East County, official Marion County drop sites, Marion County Elections Office, inside service only, 4263 Commercial Street, Southeast, number 300, in Salem, Saturday, May 15th, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., Election Day, May 18th, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., otherwise hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. DMV, Sunny Slope Shopping Center, 4555 Liberty Road South, number 300, in Salem, closed Mondays. Tuesday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Fridays, 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Almsville City Hall, 595 Main Street in Almsville, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Turner City Hall, 7250 3rd Street in Turner, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., closed noon to 12:30 p.m. Jefferson Fire Department, 189 North Main Street, Jefferson, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Staten Public Library, 515 North 1st Street, Staten, hours Monday and Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Wednesday, noon to 8:30 p.m., Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., Friday, noon to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sublimity City Hall, 245 Northwest Johnson in Sublimity, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., closed for lunch. U.S. Bank in Mill City, 400 North Santiam Boulevard, Mill City, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Ballots for Marion County voters will only be issued from the County Elections Office, 4263 Commercial Street Southeast, Room 300, Salem. The following sites have private areas to vote your ballot. You must bring the ballot and return secrecy envelope with you that you received through the mail. The U.S. Bank at Kaiser, Jervis City Hall, Donald City Hall, Woodburn City Hall, Marion County Elections, Sublimity City Hall, and U.S. Bank, Mill City. Page 3, Directions to Marion County Elections. 4263 Commercial Street, Southeast, number 300, Salem, Oregon, 97302, telephone 503-588-5041. Marion County Elections is located in Kelly Green's Office Park, off Commercial Street Southeast, near the intersection of 12th Street Southeast. State Ballot Drop Box Locator. New. Go to http://www.sos.state.or.us/dropbox. The State of Oregon Ballot Drop Box Map provides a listing of all official ballot drop sites across the state. Just type in your current address, and a list of drop sites close to you will appear along with the hours of operations and driving directions. Continuing on page 3, here's a message from Bill Burgess, Marion County Clerk. Dear Marion County voters, this Oregon primary election has two purposes. All voters decide on candidates for nonpartisan offices and on local, county, and state measures. Voters registered as Republican or Democrat selected candidates to represent that party in the November general election. Republicans and Democrats also choose precinct committee persons using a second, smaller, yellow, or green ballot. Contact us if you have not received your mailed ballot by Friday, May 7th. Please note that we have moved the curbside ballot drop site to the Marion County Courthouse for improved safety, security, and wider voter convenience. The election office is still open for walk-in service. You may now register to vote or update your voter registration online at www.oregonvotes.org. For new Oregon voters, April 27th is the last day to complete registration and obtain postmark if mailed for the May 18th primary election. This is also the last day for currently registered voters to change party affiliation. If your residential or mailing address has changed, please update your registration with us now. Voter registration forms are available at the courthouse, elections office, most libraries, city halls and post offices, some phone books, and our website, http://www.co.marion.or.us/co/elections. This voter pamphlet is also available in downloadable audio on our website, Independent Living Resources at 503-232-7411 will mail a voter pamphlet on CD or tape on request. We offer assistive technology for people with ballot access barriers, such as blindness, vision, or movement limitations. We have a computer-assisted voting station in the election office and, by appointment with advance notice, the clerk's office options, including large print ballots, email deliverable alternate format ballots, or tactile ballots for aid in voting privately and independently. We will problem solve with you to assure any registered voter who wishes to vote does vote. If you need assistance voting or have any questions on voting, registration, or the election process, please visit or contact Marion County Elections in Salem at 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388. Your participation is essential to making democracy work. Sincerely, Bill Burgess, Marion County Clerk. Page 4, Registration Information for the May 18, 2010 Primary Election. Online voter registration is now available. Go to www.oregonvotes.org. New registrations must be completed and postmarked by April 27, 2010. Registration update may be completed through 8 p.m. Election Day, May 18, 2010. To check if you are registered to vote, go to https://secure.sos.state.or.us/eim/vr/showvotersearch.do. If you have questions about registering or voting, contact the Elections Office, 4263 Commercial Street Southeast, number 300, Salem. Phone 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388. The TTY TDD line at 503-588-5610. Fax number 503-588-5383 or email elections@co.marion.or.us or the website http://www.co.marion.or.us/co/elections. Important ballot information. If the ballot delivered to you is addressed to someone who does not live at your address or claim that address as a permanent residence, mark through the address like this, and it shows a slash through the entire address. Return to your mailbox, post office, or letter carrier. If the ballot delivered to you is addressed to someone who is deceased, mark through the address like this, again, the slash through the entire address. Write deceased on the envelope. Return to your mailbox, post office, or letter carrier. Notify Marion County Elections before voting the ballot delivered to you if your name is different than that on the envelope, or your residence address has changed, or you have added, deleted, or changed a mailing address. Review the ballot packet. When you get your ballot packet in the mail after May 1st, immediately examine it to make certain it is complete. It should contain the following items: printed ballots, inserts, a pre-addressed return or secrecy envelope. If any items are missing, contact Marion County Elections. Page 5, Instructions for Voting Your Ballots to Make Sure Your Vote Counts. Do not use a felt tip pen to mark your ballots. Use a pencil or black ballpoint ink pen. Vote the ballot on a hard surface. To vote for a candidate whose name appears on the ballot, complete the arrow next to the name of the candidate of your choice like this. And it shows how to mark your candidate's name by connecting the arrows, not circling, and not putting an X next to. To vote for a candidate whose name does not appear on the ballot, write the person's name on the line provided for that office, heading labeled write-in, if other, then complete the arrow pointing to the write-in line. It is very important that you complete the arrow pointing to the write-in name. You must do both for your vote to be counted. Again, connect the arrow and write in the candidate's name. To vote on a measure, complete the arrow pointing to either the yes or no. Make no extra marks on your ballots. Do not write in the margins. If you make an error on your ballots, spoil it in any way or lose it, you may obtain a replacement ballot by contacting the elections office at 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388. Check your ballots. Make sure you have completely filled in the arrows next to your choices. If you vote both yes and no on a measure, or vote for more candidates than allowed, it is called an overvote. Your vote will not count for that measure or candidates. You do not have to vote on all contests. Those you do vote on will still count. If you make an error on your ballots, spoil it in any way or lose it, you may obtain a replacement ballot by contacting the elections office at 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388. Returning your voted ballots. Place the ballots in the return or secrecy envelope and seal it. Do not remove the label. Sign the voter's statement on the back of the return secrecy envelope. Your ballot will not be counted if you do not sign your envelope. To return your ballot by mail, place one first-class postage stamp on the envelope. To return your ballots other than through the mail, you may refer to the list of ballot drop sites in the pamphlet on page 2. Your ballot must be received in the elections office or an official ballot drop site by 8 p.m. Tuesday, May 18, 2010. Postmark does not count. Page 6, Voters with Disabilities Information. Alternate Format Ballot. The Alternate Format Ballot, or AFB, is a voting tool that is available to voters with disabilities to vote privately and independently if they have access to a computer with a web browser and a printer. Call 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388 for more information. Accessible Computer Stations. To accommodate voters with disabilities that do not have access to the required technology to vote the AFB, we have two Accessible Computer Stations, or ACS. The ACS is available in two locations. You must bring the ballot packet you received through the mail. Marion County Elections, 4263 Commercial Street Southeast in Salem. To avoid possible delays, please call 503-588-5041 in advance. Number 2, Marion County Courthouse, room 1331, Clerk's Office, Salem. By appointment only. Access is from the first floor. Dates available, Wednesday, May 5th through Tuesday, May 18th. Hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. To schedule an appointment, call 503-373-4473. Voting assistance. Any voter can request assistance from the County Elections Office for help with marking a ballot using the ACS and AFB. Call 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388 or TTY TDD 503-588-5610 to request assistance. Marion County Voter Pamphlet. This voter pamphlet is available in a downloadable audio format. Go to our website, http://www.co.marion.or.us/co/elections, to download the files. You may also contact Independent Living Resources to obtain the audio voter pamphlet on CD or tape. Call 1-503-232-7411 to request the voter pamphlet in this media version. If you have questions about registration or voting, contact the elections office. 4263 Commercial Street Southeast, number 300, Salem. Telephone 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388. TTY TDD line 503-588-5610. Fax number 503-588-5383 or email elections@co.marion.or.us or the website. http://www.co.marion.or.us/co/elections. Page 7, Special Ballot Notes. If you have more than one candidate filed for an office on your ballot, you may notice that the names do not appear in alphabetical order, as might be expected. A random alphabet is drawn for every election, which determines the order in which the names of candidates will appear on the ballot. The alphabet for the May 18, 2010 primary election is as follows: S, O, P, L, K, X, B, N, Y, Z, J, V, G, E, C, R, D, U, H, M, T, F, I, A, Q, W. Remember, all ballots will be mailed April 30th. Here is your sample ballot, May 18th, 2010, primary election. This sample ballot is a composite of all measures and offices appearing on ballots in Marion County. Not all voters will vote on every measure or office. First, Republicans, National, United States Senator, vote for one, Tom Stutzman, Robin S. Parker, Lauren Later, G. Shane Dinkle, Jim Huffman, Walter H. Woodland, Keith Waldron. Representative in Congress, 5th District, vote for one, Scott Brune, Fred Thompson. State of Oregon Governor, vote for one, Bill Sizemore, John Lim, Darren Carr, Clark Colvin, William Ames Curtwright, Chris Dudley, Bob Forthen, Alan Alley, Rex O. Watkins. State Treasurer, 2-year term, vote for one, Chris Telfer. State Senator, 10th District, vote for one, Sarah Arcune, Jackie Winters. State Senator, 11th District, vote for one, Michael W. Forrest. State Senator, 13th District, vote for one, Larry George. State Representative, 17th District, vote for one, Sherry Springer, Bruce Cuff. State Representative, 18th District, Vic Gilliam. State Representative, 19th District, Kevin Cameron. State Representative, 20th District, Vicky Berger. State Representative, 21st District, vote for one, Marvin Sanis, John Almarez. State Representative, 22nd District, vote for one, Kathy LeCompte, Tom M. Cherick, Jr. State Representative, 23rd District, Jim Thompson. State Representative, 25th District, Douglas J. Hoover, Kim Thatcher, vote for one. State Representative, 59th District, Britt Storkson, John E. Huffman. Marion County Commissioner, Position 1, Patricia R. Milne. And Position 2, Marion County Commissioner, Janet Carlson. Democrats, National, United States Senator, vote for one, Pavel Goberman, Lauren Hooker, Ron Wyden. Representative in Congress, 5th District, Kurt Schrader. State of Oregon Governor, vote for one, Roger Obrist, John Kitzhaber, Bill Bradbury. State Senator, vote for one, Rick Metzger, Ted Wheeler. State Senator, 10th District, vote for one, Jeff Goodwin, William Dalton. State Senator, 11th District, Peter Courtney. State Senator, 13th District, Timmy Parker. State Representative, 17th District, Richard Harrisay. State Representative, 18th District, Rodney E. Orr. State Representative, 19th District, Claudia Kyle. State Representative, 20th District, Mike Powers. State Representative, 21st District, Brian Clem. State Representative, 22nd District, Betty Comp. State Representative, 23rd District, Wesley W. West. State Representative, 25th District, Jim Dyer. State Representative, 59th District, Will Boatner. Marion County Commissioner, Position 1, Jason Freilinger. Page 8, Measures. See State Voter Pamphlet for full ballot title text of Measures 68 and 69. The full ballot title text of local measures are located on pages 15 through 37 in this guide. Democratic, Marion County Commissioner, Position 2, no candidate filed. Nonpartisan, State of Oregon Superintendent of Public Instruction, vote for 1, Susan Castillo, Ron Maurer. Judge of the Supreme Court, Position 5, vote for 1, Jack L. Landau, Alan J. Arlow. Position 4, Reeves Kistler. Judge of the Court of Appeals, Position 3, Darlene Ortega. Position 7, Robert Wolheim. Judge of the Circuit Court, 3rd District, Position 4, Claudia M. Burton. Position 6, Mary M. James. Position 10, John B. Wilson. Position 13, Tom Hart. Marion County District Attorney, Walter M. Beglau. Assessor, Richard K. Kreitzer. City of Salem, Municipal Court Judge, Jane Aiken. Mayor, vote for 1, Anna Peterson, Chuck Bennett. Counselor, Ward 2, vote for 1, Peter J. Dassow, Laura Tesler. Counselor, Ward 4, Rich Clausen. Counselor, Ward 6, Cheryl Ann Dash. State of Oregon, Measure 68, referred to the people by Legislative Assembly, revises Constitution, allows state to issue bonds to match voter-approved school district bonds for school capital costs. Result of a yes vote. A yes vote allows state to issue bonds to match voter-approved school district bonds for school capital costs, dedicates lottery funds for matching funds and repayment. The result of a no vote. A no vote retains current law prohibiting state and restricting local districts from issuing bonds to pay for school capital costs, including acquisition, construction, repair, and improvement. State of Oregon Measure Number 69 amends Constitution, continues and modernizes authority for lowest cost borrowing for community colleges and public universities. The result of a yes vote. A yes vote continues and modernizes state authority to issue lowest cost bonds to finance projects for the benefit of community colleges and public universities. The result of a no vote. A no vote rejects modernization of authority to issue lowest cost bonds to finance projects for the benefit of community colleges and public universities. Marion County, Measure 24-292, proposed by initiative petition, changes form of Marion County government, adopts home rule charter. Question, shall Marion County change its form of government from a statutory general law county to a home rule charter county? City of Staten, Measure 24-293, referendum order by petition of the people. Staten's urban renewal plan. Question, should Staten's electors approve the city's urban renewal plan? City of Jefferson, Measure 24-294, referred to the people by the city council. Measure proposing a revised charter for the city of Jefferson. Question, shall the proposed Jefferson City Charter of 2010 be adopted to replace the Jefferson City Charter of 1988? City of Aurora, referred to the people by the City Council. Measure 24-295, amends city charter provisions on public contracting. Question, shall the city amend the city's charter's public contracting provision to require contracting processes be consistent with state law? Candidate statements are printed in alphabetical order within the contests. Not all candidates submitted a paid statement to be included in the voter pamphlet. Measure arguments are grouped by endorsement type and then placed in order of submission.